Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we're also hearing now, we're getting word from our reporters who are outside that the conference has in fact adopted that resolution and Cheney has been removed from the number three spot in Republican leadership.
Out, out, out!
You know, Liz, she can hold a grudge.
I will do everything I can to ensure the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I am flying a commercial and have a flight that I have to make, so I have to leave here by 12:30.
We're so sorry to inconvenience you.
It's not that we have a gasoline shortage. It's that we have this supply crunch. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know the old saying, it's an ill wind that blows no good. Oh, we have a story to illustrate the truth of that old axiom right now. On Saturday, you may recall, there was a shooting in Times Square in New York. There was a guy trying to kill his brother, apparently. So he just decided to open fire randomly in a crowded urban area. And he ended up wounding three people, including a 4-year-old girl. And his name was Farrakhan Muhammad. Obviously a deplorable, right? He was trying to shoot his own brother. And so he fled and he escaped the scene. And he was arrested this morning down in Florida. He was picked up by U.S. Marshals. They're great, by the way. The U.S. Marshals, we give a lot of crap to the FBI, but the U.S. Marshals know how to track a fugitive. They do a great job. He was picked up by U.S. Marshals while eating fries at a McDonald's parking lot. Are they sure it wasn't hash browns? I didn't think they started serving fries until like 11 o'clock. Maybe it's right on the cusp. Anyway, he was picked up in Stark, which is near Jacksonville. You know where Stark, usually you only see Stark a couple times a year in a Dateline. It's when they give someone the hot squat. That's where the maximum security prison is in Florida, Stark. So, but you got to, the reason I'm mentioning this is why was he arrested in Stark, Florida in the McDonald's parking lot? He was apprehended after his car ran out of gas due to shortages affecting the area after the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. That's the feel-good story of the day. That's better than the Israeli planes blowing up the Hamas military command.
All right, chalk one up for Joe Biden. I'll give him that one.
Bring Joe Biden out again to take a bow after he finishes his tapioca pudding with the early bird special. All right. Let's go to the chump line.
Liz Cheney, somewhere between burnt coffee and Hillary Clinton on the bitterness scale.
Yeah. Yeah, Liz, as long as it's nothing personal, okay? That's all. But I guess every time she rips into Trump, she gets a little bit more of an advance. I like the way the reporters say, are you worried about Orange Man Bad coming back? Oh, calm down. Good Lord. They're insane. By the way, Farrakhan Muhammad's mother has issued a statement today up in New York after his arrest at the McDonald's parking lot.
He's a good boy. A very good boy. Yeah.
She's not too happy, though, that he tried to kill her other son.
To everyone who thinks Joe Biden is just too slow, keep in mind we went from energy independence for the first time in 50 years to gas lines in just 4 months. That's pretty fast to me.
Yeah. I mean, he has not only brought back inflation, he's brought back stagflation. The Trump Line is brought to you by America's oldest window manufacturer, Matthews Brothers. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
The last thing any Republican should do this weekend is go on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney.
Maybe that's why they took a voice vote, so that he couldn't track them down. And they had it was closed to cameras, too, when they kicked his daughter out of the leadership.
Just finished listening to a Joe Biden press conference. He says that the beatings will continue until morale improves.
That's basically sums it up, I think. Yep. By family persons, too. By family persons are all in favor of what's going on. The people who make $40,000.
I went to get gas this afternoon, but the station had none. I guess that means I'm going to have to circle back.
It could be worse. You could be, New York police could have a warrant out for you when you run out of gas by the side of the road.
Why hasn't the big guy asked Hunter for help? No one knows more about pipes and line.
I'm telling you, he's going to work on this problem with China and the Uyghurs. You know, this is nothing that some walking around money couldn't handle, you know? It's as one of my old state representatives used to say, you got to grease a few guys. That's what it's all about.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. We need to celebrate these enema vaccines. Enema vaccines? No wonder people prefer the vaccine gum. I mean it.
Vaccines.gum. We'll play that cut again with him confusing all the initials. He does it a lot.
I don't think Liz Cheney's getting anywhere near the Oval Office either.
No. I like the Globe headline today. Is something about it. Liz Cheney prepares run for the White House in 2024. You got to be kidding me. Did you see, by the way, the list of the 100 Republicans? This was another big fake news story from the New York Times. 100 Republicans are getting ready to quit the party. People like Christy Todd Whitman, who knew she was a Republican to begin with, and Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania. There was a guy there, I recognized his name, Mickey Edwards. Does that name ring a bell with anybody? He used to be a congressman from Oklahoma. You know why he left? He left because of ill health. The voters got sick of him after he bounced a few hundred checks at the House Bank back in 1992. Then he went to work at the Kennedy School of Government, Camelot High. He used to write a column for the Herald. He voted for Obama in 2008. I just know him a little bit because I followed him because he worked for the Herald. He's 83 years old. He hasn't won an election since 1990, and he's been married 5 times. Quite a loss for the Republican Party.
The first gas lines were the work of Carter. These gas lines are because of an old farter. He hasn't a clue on what to do because mentally he's akin to a snail darter.
You know, Limerick guy, you shouldn't be so unkind to snail darters.
The Biden administration is having a truth shortage. Well, maybe it's just a crunch.
Very well put.
Lovey, did you hear Joe Biden refer to the Green Wall? All Beantown sports fans know the wall at Fenway Field is called the Green Phantom. It's where many legendary midfielders play, such as Carl Polanski and the Splinter of Splendor, Ned Williams.
Yeah, John Kerry on a commercial flight. I would love to see that.
That-
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time anyway. And if you want to leave a message, dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. Or we may play it later on in the evening on our Chopped Chumps. That's our Chump Line Extra podcast. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock. You can find it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accusing us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
Why hasn't the big guy asked Hunter for help? No one knows more about pipes and lines.
Yes, he does. What is? Has anyone ever asked Hunter, what do you prefer? The crack that you put in the pipe, or just the regular Bolivian marching powder, which was favored by people way back when?
Or Parmesan cheese.
Or if that's right. That's right. A third choice, Parmesan cheese. 844-500-4242-774. If John Kasich leaves the Republican Party, how will we be able to recover? I don't, look at all the names on the list. Most of them you've never even heard of. I mean, and I assume nobody knows Mickey Edwards except for me and three people in Oklahoma. But, you know, this is what the New York Times thinks this is a big deal, or they want to pretend it's a big deal. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, the adults are back in charge. That's one of their cliches. Not only are there no more mean tweets, the adults are back in charge. Here's one of the adults, the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. And, you know, they asked him, what's your experience in transportation? And he said, oh, I proposed to my husband at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. But now he's given us some, I get your pens out, everybody, or, you know, remember this. Remember what
we're talking about potentially a weekend restoration, but things are getting really crazy out there. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning people not to fill up plastic bags with gasoline. 1 in 10 gas stations in D.C. is out of gas, and the figures are far higher in the South. Is the Biden administration having any preliminary discussions about potentially taking over the pipeline to restore the flow if the company is unable to do it themselves?
So I've not heard anything along those lines. We are partnering with the company to make sure that on everything from the flexibilities we talked about to technical support and advice, that they're getting the help they need. And
what
they
about the plastic bags, Mr. Secretary?
And ancillary lines to move some product, although, again, obviously waiting for determination on fully reopening. I will say that this is a time to be sensible and to be safe. Of course, we understand the concern in the areas where people are encountering temporary supply disruptions. But hoarding does not make things better. And under no circumstances should gasoline ever be put into anything but a vehicle directly or an approved container. And that, of course, remains true no matter what else is going on.
How about a sandwich baggie? You say no plastic bags, Mr. Secretary. How about paper bags? You know, the returnable bags? How about one of my recyclable bags from the Whole Foods? I thought I was being very ecologically sustainable. I can't, is it just regular gasoline you can't put into a Whole Foods sustainable bag? Or is it or is it just high test? At first, I thought we were, you know, we were that going down the wrong line when I realized it was the reporter who was asking about the plastic bag. But you know what? He went for it. He answered the question. Don't put it in a plastic bag. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you now hoarding gasoline?
Yes, although so far I haven't used any plastic bags. I'll bet I heard now they have these 5-gallon plastic containers that are selling at various, you know, big hardware stores.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
I saw somebody filling up just a regular tote full of gasoline. Just a plastic tote, like a storage bin.
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Wow.
85% say they're not hoarding gas.
That's right. Well, Pete Buttigieg and that reporter are very happy to hear about that.
But look, it's coming. 1 in 10 gas stations in Washington, D.C. out of gas, and I'm seeing long lines now in Queens, New York.
Yeah, they're saying 65%, 2/3 of North Carolina gas stations are now dry. So it's moving north. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
It's an honor, sir, and thank you so much for what you do for this country. You are the voice of America. I'll make this short and sweet. I was talking to my nephew, which is in the Marine Corps, and we were talking the other night, and he said that, I said to him, are you worried about a nuclear war or anything like that? And he says, no, because the Joe Biden administration does more damage than any nuclear bomb could ever do, and our enemies would never do that.
Yeah, you know, why get into a fight when your enemy is being pummeled? Yeah, you're right. I mean, what could the Chinese do to us that the Joe Biden administration isn't doing? Thanks for the call there, John. 844-500-4242. 781, can I suck gasoline through a plastic straw or should I use a paper straw? Too? You want to use a paper straw because a plastic straw could end up choking a turtle somewhere. That's all. And if you're going to put gasoline in a paper, in a plastic bag, at least go for like the real plastic bags, a baggie, for instance. Don't go for the generic brand because there might be a leak there. It might not be worth your while. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie. I think I'm missing something here. When you played the clip with Joe Biden talking about all the people that he's talked to and crossed the aisles and everything and couldn't mention anybody but Kristen...
Sinema.
What's her... Sinema.
Yeah.
He said, reaching across the aisles to the Republicans and everything, and then he mentioned Kristen Sinema, he talked to yesterday. Does he realize that she's a Democrat?
I know. He was saying that she had this bipartisan coalition. I thought it was even weirder, though, that he couldn't remember Kevin McCarthy's name. I mean, there's a very good chance, I would say an over 50% chance at this point, that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House come January 2023. And he has no idea what his name is. But remember, too, he can remember last week he's in Louisiana, and he comes up with Russell Long's name like that, who he served with in the Senate almost 50 years ago. Russell Long has been out of the Senate for probably close to 30 years. And he knows Russell Long, but he can't remember the name of the guy he was talking to this morning.
He was probably trying not to say Joe McCarthy.
We'll play some of these cuts when we come back, and we'll take more of your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've been playing the cuts this afternoon of John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, Senator, presidential candidate. Now he's the climate envoy, whatever that means, for the Biden administration. He's also on the National Security Council. That's sort of a semi-real job, I guess. And he was questioned today by a a congressional committee. And in the run-up to his testimony, a congressman from Tennessee, Representative Tim Burchett, sent a letter to the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, asking him about some aspects of Kerry's new position. And I was amazed to read this morning. Burchett also called for Blinken, the Secretary of State, to provide answers on who Kerry's 45 staffers are, what their duties are, and how many are political appointees. 45. 45 people on Kerry's staff. I don't know what the hell he does. I don't think anybody in Washington knows what he does other than fly around the world. But we wanted to get Representative Burchett on from Tennessee. Representative Burchett, have you found out anything more about these 45 people? These are amazing numbers.
Heck no, it's Burchett, actually.
Burchett, like sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Burchett like the tree and et like I just et supper. So from East Tennessee, you can say things like that. No, heck no, we didn't find out anything, really. I mean, I complimented him on his ability to run out the clock because he did a good job of it. He stayed 30 minutes shorter than he was supposed to, had to get on a flight to Europe for something, and which I don't doubt, but still, a large portion of the committee didn't get to ask questions, and my question was very pointed, and I told him I wasn't trying to gig him, but I just wanted to know, you know, what the heck does he do? And the answer was very vague, and you know, I wanted to know why I was meeting with the Chinese, the communist Chinese. I mean, they've imprisoned the Uyghur population. Basically, they put them in concentration camps, forced labor. That's what's building their solar industry, apparently, is slave labor. And, you know, he's over there cutting a deal with those guys. I mean, under what authority? And who's okaying it? Of course,
right.
The president, in my opinion, the president, I mean, he ain't heard the gun go off, brother. He just, I don't think he's with it. I don't think he's well. I think this is a farce. And we're going to end up in some real trouble. I mean, this pipeline situation, I talked to my wife yesterday and at the local little market down there, the local Waggles, people were lined up.
And
today I saw where they were cutting them off, and I guess that's way all over the eastern seaboard, and that's going to send ripples across the country because the privateers and everybody else is going to be capitalizing on it, jacking up the price on working people. And, you know, it just never ends.
Let us play the cut here for the listeners of you questioning him and then him admitting, well, that's a fair point. Listen to this.
Why does your office position even exist, given that the State Department already has an entire bureau devoted to oceans and international environment and scientific affairs, another devoted to energy resources, and that is ensured that their climate policy will be a priority in every bureau, office, and post?
That's a very fair question, and the answer is, because we are in such a crisis globally, and because President Biden wanted to find somebody who was experienced and had credibility within this arena to try to raise the profile of his efforts and accelerate our movement.
What'd you think of that answer, Congressman Burchett?
Burchett, I think he just, yeah, it's fine. He basically said the president needed a swamp creature that could operate around Congress, and he found one. And they found one that's good at surviving up there in that environment, and that's what he found. And found somebody that'll talk to our enemies and cut deals with them, and that's what he's found. And I'm not very pleased with that answer. Mr. Kerry seemed very pleasant, but the reality is I'm not sold on that position. It's just a complete duplication. 45 people, and there's no telling what they're paying them. We're not sure. We don't know what they do. We don't know where they're acting, or if they're even showing up for work. We don't know where they are.
How'd you find out? How'd you come up with that number, 45?
Well, that's what they told us. That's what
really?
We found out. Yeah, well, a blind hog gets an acorn every now and then. Sometimes. You know how it is, and maybe it's not that way up in the Northeast, but occasionally people around here get ticked off when they hear about somebody getting paid a whole heck of a lot of money that does absolutely nothing.
Believe me, I made my career as a newspaper guy off of writing about people being hired for these jobs where they don't show up, and even I was surprised that he has 45 people. It's just it's just amazing. And I would love to get their names. We filed, my newspaper filed a Freedom of Information Act request after we read your comments today. But you know, they're gonna stonewall us just like they stonewall you. Then you're not gonna get the answer, and neither are we. Are you?
I will get it the day before they're out of office. I mean, this is a national security issue. All this stuff. They're cutting deals on the environment, which we're all look. I'm an organic gardener. I own a 60 acre farm. I don't allow any chemicals that aren't naturally produced. I mean, we shovel horse manure around. That's pretty much the chemical that we use, and it works very well for us. But my point is that the public deserves to know. It's tax dollars. I want to know what the heck he's doing, though. He's meeting with our enemies. You know, are they cutting deals with the Chinese and knowing that they're the largest polluter in the world, knowing that they're imprisoning this Muslim population over there in concentration camps, knowing, I mean, organ harvesting. I mean, you go back to Tiananmen Square. It's just, you know, it's just across the board. You can't trust the communist Chinese. I'm not talking about the people are good people. My dad fought in the Second World War, and he fought the Japanese all the way across the Pacific in the Marine Corps, and then he went to China for a short while and fought the communists, and then he came back to Tennessee at the University of Tennessee and fought the communists over there for 40 years. But still, you can't trust them. They don't. That's their whole objective, is to put the screws to the United States of America. And dadgummit, they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, didn't Kerry say, too, when he was first trotted out by Biden in the winter, that it really didn't matter, even if we ended all of our carbon emissions, and even if China ended all of their carbon emissions, it really wouldn't do anything to affect this apocalypse they say is upon us. So what is the point of him, as you say, flying around the world and with 45 people on his payroll?
Well, in the bottom of my notes, I was going to ask, are you just there to appease the radical left, which is really what it's about? They'll just throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, if they want to truly sequester carbon, you need, and I told him this, I said, you ought to get a hold of a guy named Bruce Westerman, who's one of my colleagues from Arkansas. He sounds more country than I am, but he went to Yale, so he's got an Ivy League education. He's from Arkansas.
Like Kerry.
Yeah. Yeah, I said he's a fellow Ivy Leaguer. I was telling him all this stuff, and they'd handed him a note, and I was trying to get him to look up, and I said, you can look into that after you finish reading your note. And they hand him a note during things, so he's not paying me any attention, you know, but I gigged him pretty good with it. But if you want to do something about it, and he's got a bill called the Trillion Trees Bill. And you ought to look into it, because if you plant a trillion trees, that's a crazy number, although we spend that kind of money. But if you plant a trillion trees, it turns it back, the carbon amounts in the air, 20 years, overnight, 20 years. And this would be a worldwide effort. If you want to do something, promote that. You've got countries over there that have basically just cut all their trees down. We've got areas in this, I would submit to you, areas like Detroit, Michigan, that are just basically everybody's just left. Plant trees there. Let it all green back up. You know, you can. We can organize Boy Scout groups to do it in this country, and in churches, everybody. And that's, if you want to do something about the carbon in the atmosphere, that's God's plan. It's science. It works. It's worked forever. Let's continue doing that, and let's advance that. And it provides jobs. And, you know, the timber industry on down the line, and now there's a timber shortage, so it would be a good time to start pushing something like that. But right now everybody wants something overnight, and overnight they want is to shut us down. And I want to tell you something. I saw the president's press secretary yesterday, and she was talking about how she alluded to this pipeline shutdown, how it was helping the environment. I was like, what in the world are you talking about? You know, 4% of the automobiles, I'm a gearhead, I collect old motorcycles and old cars, but 4% of the vehicles on the road today are electric vehicles. You know, the science isn't there yet. We don't have batteries. It takes 30 minutes to charge these things. You know, we're going to have to get like propane. You pull up and get a propane tank. You ought to be able to pull up and get a battery and put it in. That's where it's going to be. And there's not a universal plug for the thing. So, I mean, you know, we've got some serious hurdles to get over with electric vehicles. And so currently burning gasoline is the way to go in this country, and we need to continue doing that, and we shouldn't punish working people their incompetence.
You know, you could have bonded with Kerry. He's a motorcycle guy too. Before he ran for president, he had a Bugatti. Then he had to get rid of it and get a Harley for his in his attempt to carry Wisconsin, which I don't believe he did. But do you think a lot of this a lot of these hires are for the National Security Council too? Because I mean, Biden also put him on the National Security Council, so I assume those people have a few employees, right?
They could be, yeah. This is the classic Swamp 101. These people are so embedded, and that's what we gotta get a hold of. And we got the Justice Department, the IRS, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're so ingrained. You gotta go through two or three layers to get to where they're at, and they just withstand presidents and then they breed their levels of incompetence, and it's hurting our country.
Boy, I would love it if you could get to the list of people, because I'll bet I recognize some of the names. I'll bet there are a few Massachusetts hacks that have gotten some no heavy lifting jobs out of this latest Kerry operation that he's running here. But I'm not confident, and neither are you, I don't think, that you're going to get the names. But I appreciate you, trying to hold his feet to the fire, Congressman. And we'd like to have you on again, and keep us informed if you find out anything more about this grift that he's running. Go ahead.
You can call me Tim. How about that? Every Congressman, some 85-year-old white guy up here that ain't heard the gun go off. Okay, so I'm trying not to be that guy that shuffles down the hall and doesn't know where he's at. Somebody tells him when to vote. I don't want to be that guy. You just call me Tim. All right.
Okay, brother. Tim. Thanks for coming on the show with us, and thanks for getting that number for us. 45 people on John Kerry's page. It was absurd enough that he's there by himself. Now we find out he's got a staff of 45. It just gets more ridiculous every day. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now and plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basement, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you'll save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. But right now, it's mainly for allergies, because this is allergy season. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie in at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Can I get out of here, please?
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
How do we trust the Chinese Communist Party to do anything they say they're going to do with their increased coal power capacity and everything else that they're doing and their violations of human rights in the world?
Congressman, we will take a look at that legislation. And secondly, as I've said several times here, it's not a matter of taking things by trust. We have to have a mechanism where we're both measuring, where we're accountable to each other, where we're actually able to know what is happening. And it'd be stupid and malpractice if we just sort of set up a kind of trust thing.
Oh, brother. Again, the only deal he ever cut that worked out well was his prenups with his billionaire wives. God almighty, how ridiculous is that? By the way, I'm getting my my high-end Italian bikes mixed up. It's a Ducati, not a Bugatti. I'm sorry, Ducati. D-U-C-A-T-I. And I just was looking up a story, and he says, in the 2004 campaign, I got rid of it because I got tired. I didn't want to ride that kind of bike. I found that sort of more than I needed or wanted in my older age. And then the Globe, writing in the, one of their hagiographical pieces about the presidential candidate, Kerry now has a Harley-Davidson. I wonder why he got the Harley-Davidson. Bugatti, I'm sorry, my mistake. It was a Ducati. Ducati, Bugatti. 844, I'm a Harley guy. Not really. 844-500-4242. You want to have Biden? Here's Biden getting lost in the tunnel. Cut 11.
In light of the end that we've been talking about, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's growing brighter and brighter. And we need all of you to bring it home.
If the light's getting brighter and brighter, why did you just get lost in the tunnel? And then here he is forgetting Kevin McCarthy's name. I mean, this is nothing new. He forgets everybody's name. Last week he was in Virginia and he forgot Governor Northam's name. He just could have said, you know, the guy in blackface or the guy with the Klan garb on his head. But he just said governor with governor. But here he is. And then, of course, yesterday, too, he said Governor Lujan Grisham of Mexico. But so here he is. He at least remembered her name, if not the state. He invented a new state. But here he can't remember Kevin McCarthy's name, the House Minority Leader. Cut 19.
But I want to make it clear to you. I'm encouraged not just because of a solid meeting with the Republican leader in the House and with Mitch or Senator McConnell, who I've known a long, long time and work with.
Do you think Congressman Tim was being a little mean to say he wasn't all there? No, he wasn't. I think that's kind of what we all believe is the case. And then we wanted to talk about his confusion over the names of the vaccines. Cut 22. This is an earlier cut.
The basic scientific research the companies like Pfizer and others are going to be doing with their
mRNA.
Yeah, if you have a question about the NMNM, just go to CCD. Okay? And if you have any questions about China, go to the TTP. Nice. Other people want to go to send you to the TPP. I'm sending you to the TTP. 844-500-4242. So he's been in contact with Colonial Pipeline. Okay. Cut 13.
We have been in very, very close contact with Colonial Pipeline, which is the one area you're talking about where one of the reasons the gasoline prices are going up. And I think you're going to hear some good news in the next 24 hours. And I think we'll be getting that under control.
See, this is the same administration that said 2 days ago there were no problems. Now the president himself has announced that there's going to be good news within 24 hours. 844-500-4242. We'll have some more cuts, and we also have some Charlie Parker cuts coming up. So stay tuned in there. I'm Howie Carr.